Danny, just sum up your emotions after that game this afternoon here at Bolton.
If it's going out on live radio, I'd better be careful, hadn't I? It's very frustrating, I have to say. You know, I think the performance today was superb. You can't ask any more from a group of players than we saw today. I think what's deserted us somewhat, you know, is a little bit of luck that you hope will come your way at certain parts of the game. Unfortunately, I don't think it went our way today. And I'm not putting it down to that, you know, but we had some great chances. Opportunities was good. I thought we had the clearer cut chances, in fairness, as we went along, as you saw. We've had a penalty decision that's not been given, which I find absolutely amazing, quite honestly, where Chris O'Grady goes through. And the referee deems he just fell, which is absolutely ridiculous, like, you know. So that in itself, we've had a penalty. We could have won it with numerous chances that we've had. But the performance was terrific, I have to say. And to come to Bolton and play the way we did, particularly after the way that their season is going at the moment, they've had some great wins and some good results. We've come here and really turned them over, and I really feel for the lads. But what I will say is that the next, you know, five games that we've got or so, if we can apply ourselves like that, we'll have a great chance of staying up.
Because we talked on Tuesday, and you said that the one thing that was lacking then was some creativity. Mm. We certainly had more of that today.
Well, we did. You know, that was, you know, the last game we had was a bit unusual. You know, that we didn't create as much as we have been doing in recent games. But again, you know, we go back again to the opposition. The opposition was excellent. You know, and that's what Burnley's done all season. Today, you saw us again back on our front foot, and creativity was good. And like you say, you know, with on another day we could have had three or four goals.
Have you seen the referee after the game?
I have, yes, and there's not much really to say, because they're not going to agree with me, and I'm certainly not going to agree with them. So you put it down and you move on. You can't do much about it. But I have to say the performance was from the referee in particular today was inconsistent, to say the least.
If you wanted anybody to be taking that penalty kick, it would have been Chris O'Grady, wouldn't it?
Well, of course. You know, like I said, with Chris, I think he's he's scored many this season in that position, but an important goal. You know, so we've got to pick him up and bring him back again to the plate on Tuesday night. But I have to say there'll possibly be even double determination on Tuesday, which is good from our point of view.
Yeah, because if you look at all the results across today, it was always going to be a big game Tuesday, but, you know, it just adds extra emphasis, doesn't it, after today?
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does. And I think that, you know, we've got to look at, you know, the games that are dwindling away. Quite honestly, we've got to put a win under our belt quickly, you know, and there's no better place to do it than one of your rivals, is there? You know, so going down to the Valley next week on Tuesday, it will be a fantastic game from our point of view. We're going to go there really full of confidence after that performance today.
You had Kelvin and Liam back today, brought them both back into the team. Were they a big boost, as you thought?
Yeah, of course they were. I mean, you saw how they played. You know, as the game went on, they both got stronger and stronger, didn't they? And started dictating, you know, the way we played. And so I think overall, yeah, I mean, the two lads came back, did very well. But I think everybody who performed out there today, you know, all put a shift in. And you know, they were very unlucky as a group to come away with nothing.
I understand Ruben got a bit of a knock after Tuesday. That's why he wasn't on the bench.
Yes, he did. Yeah, his knee. He got a bang on the knee. We're still assessing it at the moment in time.
It's a real shame though, because he's one kind of person you look down at that bench and thought, 15, 20 minutes to go, he could really do something.
Yeah, and we've had that problem in recent weeks. You know, where one or two of the players that's on the bench and you know will make an impact when they go on have not been available to us. You know, that's been the frustrating part of it, but that's part and parcel of the game, isn't it? You know, you've just got to take them body blows and roll with them and move on. But, you know, we can't let it affect us too much. Ruben's knowledge, it's somebody else who's waiting on the sidelines.
You must be pleased with the reaction of the fans today. Mm. We've seen previously, you know, they may have drifted away, but to a man, they stayed, they followed the team off. I think they appreciated what your side gave today.
Listen, they've been fantastic. I mean, you know, if you ever want your fans to be with you at any stage of the season when you're in trouble, it's now. And I have to say, they've been with us all the way. They've been absolutely tremendous again today. We've put a performance in. I hope they're proud of it. You know, we've been unlucky. But I'd like to think that the lads are really giving everything for them as well, as the club, because they're very important to us. And I'm sure, and I know for a fact, they will stay with us right to the death.
Will you have to say much to the players ahead of Tuesday?
I've said all I need to do. Is quite quick and quite to the point straight after the game. I won't have to pick them up. They'll be ready for it.
Cheers, Danny.
Thank you.
Thank you.